you doing there, then?
Stretching. My arms are sore.
Okay.
It's gonna be an intense quiz, so I'm just gonna limber up a bit.
Yeah, okay. I think it's gonna be very intense.
So intense.
You have the wrong attitude, Ryan.
Hello. It's time for Buzz Fiends. Took a little sip of water there. Where we're gonna get the right answer to BuzzFeed quizzes. I'm Luke.
I'm Nate. Right,
and Seth. I'm Seth.
Wish I was Seth.
Yeah.
Yeah, too okay. Bad. That's
right. Another one's Ryan.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're gonna get the right answer, which means if you take the quiz and don't get what we got, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, you fail. Unless you get half of what we get, in which case that's still a pass in most Australian universities.
But that being said, like, the way we're going to do it, we're also going to be giving the answers to all the questions, so people will be able to get the right answer. They just copy what we did.
Maybe there's multiple paths to the right answer.
Maybe there's multiple paths to the right answer. You are correct. All right, Luke, what quiz are we doing first?
We're doing which member of the X-Men are you?
What are we doing?
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
Does everyone have the quiz open?
Does everyone have knowledge of the X-Men? That's a
I have profound knowledge. We're all sitting at the internet. We all have infinite knowledge of the X-Men.
Yeah, but Nate, could you tell us who the X-Men are?
They're the ones with, like, Superman and Batman, right?
Yeah.
They're the X-Men, yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No.
And they fight...
Hang on. No, it's the one with Spider-Man and Iron Man. It's those guys,
and
right?
And they fight the Hood.
Yeah, my bad. Right, yeah.
A whole bunch of ninjas.
Yeah,
from their underground sewer base.
No.
Are you wrong?
Alright, Ryan.
The X-Men are the people who dress up in the yellow uniforms with the X on them. That's how you know.
Yeah.
No. Apart from all the ones who dress in skin tight leather.
Whoa.
They all dress in tight yellow leather.
initially they were in spandex. They were spandex boys and girls.
Yeah, because they were superheroes.
Yeah. Or in the case of Emma Frost, like, oh. It was as little
that's
floats
as possible.
Yeah.
Messing around.
Right. Who wants to read the first question?
Yeah, Seth doesn't have time for this.
I don't have time for this, yeah.
Okay, then Seth, I'm going to ask you this beautiful question. Someone is making fun of you. How do you deal with it? Accuse them of being a bigot.
Uh-huh.
Laugh at their pettiness. Threaten to beat them up. Humiliate them.
Yeah.
Roll your eyes. Ignore them and stand strong. Pretend it doesn't bother you. Wallow in self-pity. Or kill them with no mercy.
Are we supposed to add our personal opinion or what we think an X-Men would do?
I think it's our personal opinion. I believe that's how these quizzes are meant to work.
I meant how are we going to answer it?
That's the question, isn't it? Because with an X-Men, it could run the gamut of accusing them of being a bigot to just, you know, punching them until they bleed a lot.
Right, well, I think we should laugh at their pettiness because making fun of people is petty.
Yeah, but I like
making fun of people who make fun of people.
Yeah, but maybe we have the deep character flaws that they're exposing with their mockery.
So then we should kill them with no mercy.
Oh, yeah, that's the only way to
cover
it.
Wait a minute. Are we answering collectively?
Yeah, we answer
collectively. So we have to come to a unanimous decision. I don't know if we'll vote or something.
Ryan, you got anything that stands out to you?
I'd probably ignore them and stand strong because I got threatened at a train station once.
It was really hard to argue with that.
And the guy pushed my face and I just stood there.
Is that what Katy Perry taught you?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
So unless you have any better examples, then we're doing that one.
Look.
I tend to agree with Ryan.
I had a similar train station situation, and I just screamed at them that they were a bigot. And then everyone else started screaming with me.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, I don't believe that.
Then I killed them without mercy. And
that's the part, okay, that don't make more sense.
Yeah.
I think it's one of your favourite words, isn't it?
I love it, yeah. I love calling people bigots for just any behaviour.
Is that your vote, accuse them of being a bigot?
No, I don't think that's a good way to deal with it, necessarily.
Alright, so are we going to roll your eyes. Them and stand strong?
No, roll your eyes. That's pretty close. That's ignoring them.
Yeah, well, but what if you get a natural 20, though? Then you just kill them with your eye roll.
Jeez. Alright.
Alright. Is anyone
I feel like it's between... Is it between roll your eyes and ignore them and stand strong, which are very similar, just yeah. One slightly more petty than the other?
I think we should go with Katy Perry and ignore them and stand strong.
Alright.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a vote? Ignore them and stand strong.
I clicked it.
Yeah.
Alright, I clicked it as well. Okay. Alright, next question. What do you like to do when you're alone? Meditate, computer stuff, gardening? Go out into the woods, go to church, work out at the gym, catch up on reading, general mischief, drawing and painting.
Yeah.
Some of these aren't alone time things, like go to church.
Go to church, yeah.
It's like, oh, there's no one here, I'll just go to church. No one's around, now I can go to church. Don't want mum and dad catching me.
Yeah, I guess.
General mischief could mean a lot of things.
I feel like computer stuff is the general thing that we would do.
I mean, yeah.
It's also the boring one. Go out to the woods. Who goes out to the woods when they're, oh, I'm alone, let's just.
I think go that's out to the woods. Wolverine option.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because he's a lumberjack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah.
True story.
That's why he's got cutty things in his hands, because he was so good at lumberjacking that his mutant power manifested as a lumberjack tool. At least that's how I remember X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Well, I think obviously we should pick something that you can actually do when you're alone. So, like, going to churches and the gym...
They're both
out of the question.
Well, working out at the gym you can do alone.
Your home gym.
Yeah, but it's not like a thing that you just kind of start doing when you're alone.
But it's at the gym. It doesn't say work out.
Work out at the gym.
Yeah.
Home gym.
That's a building. It's a building.
Yeah, yeah, but as in, like, just because there are other people there at the gym doesn't mean you have to do anything
with
them.
Well, I don't think any of us are going out to the gym.
No, none of us are going out to the gym.
Yeah,
I'm
too fancy for that.
I
go to the James.
Yeah.
Right. I feel like it's between computer stuff and general mischief.
What about gardening?
What about gardening, Ryan?
I don't know about you, but I don't do a whole lot of gardening.
I dislike it immensely.
I enjoy doing a bit of gardening.
What do you garden, Ryan?
We have, usually it's just like raking up leaves and stuff, because there's quite a few trees in the backyard, and and they're prone to dropping leaves, so, but, you know, if I had more time.
I'm glad we took this deviation.
Yeah.
To talk about your gardening.
No, yeah.
I think we're clearly all going to do computer stuff.
Yeah, I think
I clicked
stuff.
I clicked it.
Alright, computer stuff it is.
Oh my goodness, okay.
Seth, you can read the question, the answers out.
Oh, okay.
So what are you feeling insecure about, Seth?
I'm not very funny. I'm too aloof. People dismiss me for being too young. I have a very, very dark past. I just feel ugly. I'm afraid people think I'm crazy. I worry that people think I'm I'm a prude. I have a very bad temper. I have a weird accent.
Yeah.
I don't feel insecure about any of these
things. Are you sure your past isn't very dark?
Very dark.
Oh, well.
Man, I remember when I had to go to IKEA to get some lamps. Because it's a bit dark.
Mm.
I don't know if that counts.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I think so, because, like, if you're getting lamps, it means your past was dark in the room.
Yeah, yeah, but now we're going into a bright new future.
But now we're going into a bright new future. Can you be insecure about that, though?
I'm insecure about the fact that I had to buy lamps. No, I don't know. I'm afraid people think I'm crazy.
That seems like something you'd be afraid of.
Yeah, well, I keep telling people that drinking water's making the frogs gay, and they don't believe me. The chemicals.
Breathing air also does that.
To the frogs?
People dismiss me for being too young. Alright, these are all stupid.
Yeah. I'm it's not very, very fun.
I'm too cringy. Aloof.
I'm not cringy. Very fun.
Yeah.
Should we just get a number generator and go 1 to 9?
Hey, where's our D9? Mate, you got a lot of dice. You got a D9.
I don't think there is a D9. But I mean, we could just keep rolling a D10, and if we get 0, we roll it.
I mean, I have a few weird accents.
It's not fair, mate.
But they're more delightful.
Are you insecure about them?
I got 7.
Well, wait, okay. You be the judge. Should I be insecure about this accent? I'm going to do one. I'm trying to pick a good one. I can't think of anything. Oh, top of the morning to you.
I mean, you have a weird accent, but... Yeah, but that's more like a constant thing, not something you put on.
Yeah.
That's what they mean.
Look, I'm going to say I'm afraid people think I'm crazy, because that's the closest to real that we've got on this list.
I feel like I'm not very fun would be... One that we could be insecure about.
I'm not very fun.
Oh, well, we're pretty not very fun, though.
I mean, we are, but, yeah, like, but not everyone appreciates our fun.
But fun's not exactly desirable, you know? Like, it's shallow.
Ooh.
It's totally shallow. It doesn't really get you much.
You know? You couldn't dive into it, that's for sure.
I mean...
Alright.
I guess you're worried about fitting in with people.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Look, we're getting too close.
You're worried people, and like it's like saying you're worried people think you're boring.
Mm.
I guess. Look, this is getting too close to real insecurity, so let's just click on not very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit too close.
I'm not very fun, or I'm afraid people think I'm crazy.
I think I'm not very fun.
Just click
it. Let's
get rid of that question.
Oh man, I have a feeling we're gonna get Cyclops and we're all gonna have to join a suicide pact. Far out.
I'm gonna read the next question.
Okay.
I'm gonna read the next question.
And then Ryan can read the responses.
Yeah. Fine. How far are you willing to go to guess what you want?
I'm ready to make difficult decisions. I'll never compromise my ethics. by any means necessary is probably what I should say. I'll sacrifice myself if needed. I will not become a monster to fight monsters. Okay. The next one is I'm ready to give up everything I hold dear. Number 7 is there are some lines I can't cross. I'm willing to lie and cheat. And the last one is, I'll kill if I have to.
A lot of these are, like, intertwined. Like, I'll never compromise my ethics, and there are some lines I won't cross.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, those are pretty close. I have to kill
if I have to. Being a monster, they're pretty close.
Difficult decisions. They're equal and opposite, though. They're two sides of the same monster coin.
Once the coin.
Also, people can't see this, but all the options have images on them, and any means necessary is right over Everfrost body.
What are you trying to say
that's
about
disgusting.
That? Disgusting. It just implies look like that.
What? I mean, I don't think it does.
I mean, maybe Cyclops.
If that's what you're reading into it, alright, that tells us all about you.
Maybe Cyclops killed Jean Grey to get at that Emma Frost action. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Cut out.
Alright, yeah, well, we didn't want to hear good the rest of that sentence anyway.
Oh, did I cut out? Oh, I gotta fix my gate.
So.
I feel like I'll never compromise my ethics, or there are some lines I cannot cross. I feel like never compromise my ethics is like the positive side of the there are lines I cannot cross.
Yeah, I mean, like, what lines wouldn't you cross, though? Like, if you knew that you could commit genocide, but it would cause world peace, would you do it?
No.
No? Okay. Well, fair enough. Genocide's pretty hectic.
Well, that's not my reason for not picking it. Just a little bit too crazy.
It's my tagline for genocide. It's a bit hectic.
Yeah, it's a bit...
So maybe don't do it.
Maybe don't.
I don't get this first one. I'm ready to make difficult decisions. Like,
I mean, this is a pretty bloody difficult decision, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I mean...
You're ready to make the tough calls.
Yeah.
I mean...
Alright.
Look. Have you ever had to make a tough call, a difficult decision?
Never.
Okay. So that one's out.
Yeah, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to compromise your ethics?
No.
No, okay. That one's no, in.
Yes, but I didn't.
Okay. That's good.
Good answer.
Okay. So we're all pretty solid on our own ethics there. Would you use any means necessary?
I feel like that conflicts with the one before. No.
Yeah, I don't think any means is necessary.
I don't think that's the right, yeah.
I mean, like, if you have to kill someone just to mop your floor, probably not the decision you need to make.
No.
I feel like that would make your floor messier. Anyway.
I mean, if you're particularly bad at murder.
Next one.
Okay. Would you sacrifice yourself?
Remember, this is to get what you want. This is to get what you want, not for the greater good or anything. To achieve what you want.
Oh, would you true. To achieve
sacrifice yourself.
No.
So well, no, you're
not there to enjoy it.
That's right. You're not to get what you want, which is a selfish thing. Sacrificing yourself means you're not gonna.
That's a sneaky question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. In light of that, I think I'll never compromise my ethics is the only one that makes sense. Because the rest are just flipping, committing atrocities to get what you want. It's like,
That's right, yeah.
Alright, so
I'll never compromise my ethics.
Lock it in.
Oh man, we're getting Cyclops for sure.
Luke, how do you feel about the future?
It's up to us to make it a better place. I don't want to get old. But it will prove I was always right. Because time is a flat circle. It will only be good if we prevail today. We will all suffer and die. I have faith things will turn out okay. Because nothing is carved in stone. Eh? Who knows what'll happen?
Wow. That's like the weirdest monologue ever.
Oh man. Pacific Rim 3. That's what they're going to say before they fight the aliens.
Yeah.
what do we talk about when we mean the future?
Okay.
Everything after this time.
Yeah, okay, so you see, Ryan, time is a rubber sheet. Okay, and gravity makes little pockets, not pockets, flipping, stretches the rubber sheet. Do you understand?
Is this X-Men stuff or?
I think he's talking nonsense.
I'm talking about time space.
Okay. How do we do this one?
Well, okay, what do you want for the future? Do you want to not get old? I mean, that's pretty good.
I think it's just like your general feeling about how the future will be. Like, you know, who knows what'll happen in the future, so let's not worry about it. Or, you know what, I believe we can make this world a better place.
Yeah, I
don't think we can.
I understand you, Nate.
Yeah, I think I understand you, Nate.
Yeah, Nate, I think we all understand
I'm glad we all understand me.
But just remember that time is a flat circle.
Dude, you keep cutting out. Time is a flat circle. I'm up for the last one. Who knows what'll happen? It seems a bit defeatist, though. I don't know.
What about we will all suffer and die?
I mean, we will all suffer and die.
Look, that's true. That's life definitely is true.
We will die.
I mean, there's nothing about that.
Is that how you feel about the future? That all there is to the future is suffering and die?
Yes.
No, that's just saying everyone will suffer and die.
It's just the true state.
Yeah, no, but it's how you feel about the future. It's not. It's when you're thinking about the future, do you think, oh, we're all going to suffer and die anyway, so who cares?
Ooh.
Yeah, but not in like a negative way. I don't see it in a negative way. That's just the truth.
How is suffering not a negative?
Because suffering's good fun if you're into it.
No!
That was a terrible thing to say.
And that's just the truth, but I'm saying it doesn't, like, it wouldn't get me depressed or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a matter of fact kind of thing you say. Just,
yeah.
Maybe.
But this isn't a matter of fact. This isn't about matter of fact.
Yeah, this is how you feel. Well, nothing is carved in stone, apart from all the things carved in stone.
Yes.
Like the Rosetta Stone.
That was a good one. I like that one. I reckon we should pick that one.
Yeah, nothing is carved in stone.
I have faith.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa. Next one.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Oh, Jesus. Somebody read the question.
Okay, Nate.
Oh.
How would you describe your love life?
Do you want to read that?
Unlucky. Sleazy. Intense. Lonely. I get involved with a lot of jerks. A total mess. I get around.
Yeah.
Unrequited. People fight over me.
Ah, oh, Nate.
Definitely that one. People fight over me all the time.
Oh, what does unrequited mean?
You never get it.
Yeah, you're always after ladies, but they're just like, no boy.
But they never give you, they never.
Oh. You were a skater boy, but she said, see you later, boy.
I just googled it. Not returned. A feeling, especially love, not returned. Ooh. Unrequited love.
Well, Nate, aren't you fancy that you have a dictionary?
Yeah.
It's called the internet, literally in the next tab. Given that only one of us has any kind of love life.
Let's take the average.
You have to answer this one.
Yeah,
I have to answer this one.
Oh, far intense. Out. I guess intense.
I'm gonna tell that to Clorinda. That's how you describe her love life.
Intense has certain implications.
Yeah, it's the most loyal. It's the most loyal answer.
Yeah, I guess intense. We'll say intense.
That's not what I get from intense.
Yeah. Lock it in.
Yeah, we'll lock
it in. We're going with intense, really?
Yeah. Lock it in.
Intense.
Oh, man.
I was going to say we should have taken the average of us, but you know what? I'm fine with intense.
What would the average of us even been? I mean, lonely would imply that we're all looking for
him,
but it's the only one that really describes us.
Okay, let's see. What's your greatest weakness?
Ooh.
Ryan, you want to read that?
Okay, yeah, I think I can. too obsessive, indecisive, too vain, too negative, too judgmental, too stubborn, too greedy, no self-control, or too self-righteous?
Well, I'm going to just go by what we've gone through so far and say that we're indecisive.
Yeah, I was going to say that as well, indecisive.
Sure.
Man, this Wait, is should we just...
Yeah, we're super decisive about this. We'll lock it indecisive right now.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Sure.
Wow, that was okay.
An ironic way of answering that. Oh, Seth, how would you how
wait,
would
no, no,
your
we're
friend
on to the final
describe
question.
You?
We need a drum roll.
Final oh, is question. It?
Oh, it's the final question. Yeah. Should we do the drum roll after we've hit the answer?
No.
No.
That's ridiculous.
That's too sensible, mate.
Yeah, Nate. Jeez.
Yeah, alright, get out
should
of here.
We, okay, hang on. Should we pick one person in this chat and then the other three describe that person and that's the answer? How would your friends describe you?
Ooh.
Okay. Right.
How would we describe Ryan?
Oh.
What?
Wise, for sure.
Hang on.
I was going to say fabulous.
Fabulous.
Right, do we think Ryan is generous?
Yes.
Honorable?
Yes.
Passionate?
Yes.
Focused?
Yes.
Impulsive?
No.
Wise?
Yes.
Fabulous?
Yes.
Smart?
Yes.
Or determined?
Yes.
Yeah.
What most, what best describes wow Ryan?
Fabulous.
I'm feeling fabulous. I personally am feeling fabulous, and I think I'm passing that trait on to you.
It's not about what you personally feel, it's what your friends would describe you.
Well, I would describe Ryan as fabulous. I'd describe him as a fabulous man.
He's a pretty fabulous man.
He's a beautiful boy.
He has him and his fabulous facial hair.
Oh, boy. Ryan, are you okay with being fabulous?
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Is that the answer we're going to come up with?
Yep. Okay,
are we locking in fabulous?
Okay, we're locking in fabulous.
Alright.
At drum roll. We got Storm.
Oh, wow.
Boring.
You are very smart and centered, and people often look to you for advice and support. You can be very unpredictable, calm, and serene one moment, totally badass, and confrontational the next. Yep, that is the correct answer.
I guess that's the correct answer.
Storm.
I don't get it. Smart, very centered, look to you for advice and support. But we just said we're like indecisive.
But that
is correct.
Not very fun. I guess that makes you wise.
Yeah.
You're Storm, obviously into computer stuff.
Oh, yeah, because every time I think about Storm, it's because she's the X-Man who does machines.
Yeah.
She
loves her technology.
Yeah. I think that's the right answer, though.
It is the right answer. It's the answer we got, and therefore it is the right answer.
Totally 100% right.
No, but I'm going to air my grievances about Storm right now. She uses her powers boring. She could just explode people's heads with pressure.
Cut out.
With pressure, because she controls weather, so she controls air pressure. So she could go up to Magneto and just be like, "Bam, you're dead," and his head explodes.
Yeah, but that's like super evil.
Is it, Nate?
Yes.
Yeah, but
exploding people's heads is evil.
Yeah, but he's mutant Hitler. Would you explode mutant Hitler's head?
I feel like there's other ways of... Didn't we go with we would never compromise our ethics?
Yeah, my ethics are you should be able to explode flippin' evil dictators' heads.
It doesn't sound like you have ethics.
Yes, my ethic is kill bad guys.
No, this is Buzz Fiends. Alright.
Okay, we have no ethics with fiends. No. Look, we've compromised the whole show.
Alright, what happens now?
Well, how do you feel good about half an hour of podcast? I think that's pretty good for like a
Do we take half an hour to do that?
Fantastic.
Yeah, I think that's... if we do another one, then it's going to be too long.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
So, do you have anything you want to plug before I stop the recording?
Watch BuzzFeeds.
My apologies.
Listen to BuzzFeeds.
Yeah, you can't watch a podcast, dummy.
Not with that attitude.
Make sure you subscribe to BuzzFeed.
Yeah, make sure go to BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed, make sure they keep up the hot quizzes.
Because otherwise, we'll run out of quizzes.
Yeah.
I don't think that's possible.
Well, no.
Just to be safe.
Well, yeah. You know what? If we ever run out of quizzes, we'll just make them up as we go.
You cut out.
Yeah.
We'd make them up as we go. I'm going to completely turn off the voice gate because it's flipping not working.
No, it's pretty funny. Far out.
And now my audio is going to be garbage, but at least you'll be able to flipping hear everything I say.
Yeah.
Every beautiful word out of my beautiful mouth. Anyway, see you next time, you flipping dogs.
Hey, chuckling.
Hey.
Fire up.
Bye.
That's a bit rude.
Wow.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.